Ladies and gentlemen, Avery Edison.
Hi, I'm Avery Edison, and I don't use an electric toothbrush because it feels like I'm giving a blowjob to a robot. That's the first joke I ever performed in Toronto 3 years ago. I thought it was appropriate because like I'm leaving next week to go back to England, so I'll look like a full circle thing. I'm leaving, and it's a bit daunting because I going back to England because I've spent the last 3 years here publicly slagging off England. And then videotaping it, sending footage to England, saying, look what I'm up to in not England. I left England shortly after I came out as a transgender woman, and everyone I knew came out as hating transgender women. That joke's pretty funny now. It's gonna be really funny in like 200 years. I came here because I sort of found it easier to like, my accent and sort of general foreignness tended to like baffle people's weirdo detectors. And like I could sort of walk down the street without like worrying, you know, did they know, can they tell? Are they looking at my Adam's apple? Like, is that guy gonna try and rape me and then find my penis and then like freak out and like murder me and stuff? And not worrying about that, I had like brain power, like mental energy to spend commanding my boobs to grow. Which actually worked out pretty okay, so. That's the rare rape joke that ends with bragging about breast size. It's rare, of course, because most people telling rape jokes are men. No, I really did come here mostly because it was easier just to be as a transgender woman, and most of the things about my life as a transgender woman I do, to make things easier. Like you'd think, oh, maybe you would worry less about being found out if you grew your hair long. But that's pretty hard, actually, because you have this weird, like, middle growth time when your hair sort of looks like the Beatles. So it's just easier to cut it, usually, like, over and over again, and then... and I don't shave my legs because it's easier to claim I'm fighting back against like the patriarchy. When really I'm just bad at it. I didn't get to practice it, guys, because I had to pretend to be a boy for so long and it was so awful. Like instead of like using a razor on my legs, I was like trying to kill myself with it. And like seriously, so much about me being trans is about laziness. Like the big surgery, everyone's always like, are you gonna get the surgery? Yeah, they put you under general anesthetic. That's like a fucking big long nap, you know. For 3 months afterwards, you get to lie in bed all the time. Come on. Then I won't have to work as hard during sex anymore. I can just lay there. The ladies know what I'm talking about. I can say that now because I took a bunch of pills and changed my name, so. I want to make that rape joke earlier, and like, I don't have to worry about anyone being like, ugh, shouldn't make rape jokes. I'm scared of being raped, so it's okay. I'm so scared of it. Like, all the time. It would end really badly, guys. It would be a news story. Most rapes no one cares about. Not sadly. No, it can be weird to be out as, like, a trans woman. And I know some people get, like, uncomfortable, like, if they see me in the toilets or something. So I just want you to know I'll do everything I can to make it feel better if you're another woman down there. Like, I'll sit down. Don't have to, but as a courtesy to you. And I'll make toilet paper noises. And then when I get out, we'll talk about HPV. Even though I don't have to worry about HPV. I don't have a cervix, I can't get cervical cancer, which is the main risk of HPV. So, I'll never have a cervix, so it's like never gonna be a worry. So. So really, I mean, like, being transgender is awesome. All of the benefits of being a lady, so many, very few of the cancers. And that's how I'm actually going to end that. Because this is my last gig in Toronto, maybe ever. I really, like, I don't have to try. Like, this was me not trying, guys. This was so good, and I wasn't even trying. Like, seriously, I'm operating at, like, 10% right now, and you're all gonna go home being like, that was really amazing. Like, she talked about dark stuff, but we were laughing? That's what you're gonna write on my Wikipedia page. That you'll have to start, by the way. Thanks very much, Toronto. You've been amazing for 3 years. I'm gonna see you.